Roy!
What's up?
You tired?
I am sleepy.
Me too.
Yeah, what you been sleeping on?
Oh, you want to know about it?
Yeah.
So, I was like, for the longest time, probably like maybe 2 years.
Yeah.
I've been eating this freaking THC, like weed gummy stuff.
Yeah.
And
to
like,
go to sleep?
Just to sleep, yeah. And I was like, oh, okay. And I've tried a lot. And this one, it's good.
Yeah.
So, but then I was on set for something. And I was talking to this other creator, and I was like, yeah, I was like, I don't know, because like sometimes I take a little bit more of the sleep gummy.
Just because you can't really sleep, because your mind is racing
exactly,
all the time,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, okay.
ADHD. So I was like, oh, I take this gummy, but sometimes I take a little bit more, and then I get high, and then I'm like, oh, if I take a little bit more, but I really need to sleep,
yeah.
And I accidentally took a nap that day or something, and I'm like, I hate that. Then I get anxious, and then I can't sleep.
Uh-huh.
But the normal dose, I don't feel it. But sometimes I take more, and I'm like, ah. And he's like, dude, you know
your body got used to it, yeah?
Yeah, he was like, you know what you should switch to? And I was like, what, melatonin? It never works for me. And he's like, yeah, it's melatonin, but it's different. And I was like, what are you talking about, sir? It was Zane, from Heath and Zane. And he was like, dude, let me tell you, it's the truth. He's like, you should take these sleep gummies. It's called Let Me Sleep.
Let Me Sleep?
Yeah, Let Me Sleep.
Okay.
And I was like, oh. And he was like, yeah, guess who makes it? I was like, who? He said, Kim Kardashian. I looked it up. I think it's Kourtney Kardashian.
Okay.
But it's a Kardashian.
Okay. Yeah.
And I was like, okay, let me try it. I ordered it, and boy, howdy, does it work.
But why?
It has melatonin and magnesium. And apparently, according to my fiance, she says, oh, Kourtney's like an almond mom, which I was like, what's an almond?
What is that?
It's like a super healthy mom. It's like, oh, if you want a snack or something, here's some almonds.
Okay.
I guess that's what they say. So she's like super healthy. So she's like, that's why that's so good.
Yeah.
And I took it and it tastes so good. Like candy.
Not sponsored, right? No,
it's not sponsored.
This is perfect sponsorship.
Yeah. They don't need it.
Yeah.
They're not going to sponsor us, but I'm telling you, just get it, try it. I don't know if it's safe for pregnant women, but it's just magnesium and melatonin, and oh my gosh. Even if I wanted to stay up, I couldn't.
Yeah.
After 30 minutes, I'm just like, I'm playing a game, and I can't even finish the game. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. No, yeah. I don't think I need it. It's just, I can sleep really easily, but I've been just waking up a lot, just because pregnant women need attending.
Yeah.
So she's been itching a lot. It's a thing called
itching.
Like, yeah. It happens with pregnant women. It's just like nonstop itching. So I've kind of been just helping her out at night.
You itch it?
No. We just do ice packs and stuff. So
what? Where? All the epidermis? Everywhere? Even like forehead and
body
stuff?
More body stuff. So if any pregnant women or moms out there had the pups.
The pups?
If you know, let us know how you got through it.
Pups? Is that like Prego
pox? Bad, huh?
It's like Prego pox?
No, it's kind of, yeah.
Is there bumps?
Yeah. It's tough, man. Some women get induced early because it's that bad.
How long? Oh, what?
They're like, oh, it's so bad. Just let me give birth, because it goes away after birth.
Wait,
most
you can
of the time.
You can do that? You can induce early if you want to?
Yeah, you can. I don't know how. It's just like I really don't know how. But you can, I know you can do acupuncture. That's a way you like do stuff, and then all of a sudden your water breaks. I don't know if that's how it works specifically, but you could do different methods. Sometimes they like, you know, inject you, or I don't know. I'm just allegedly, but
so neither of you have been sleeping well.
Hmm?
Neither of you have been sleeping well.
No.
How long? Like last couple weeks, or how long has the pups been around?
Like 2 weeks since we last saw you. Yeah.
Oh, that's kinda when I dang.
I was like, whoa.
2 weeks. So is it like chickenpox where there's bumps, and if you scratch it scars, so you can't scratch it, so you have these ice packs?
Yeah, if you scratch it, it'll spread. So
whoa!
It's kind of like the thing. It's kind of like, it's crazy, bro.
Did you even know about it until it started happening?
No, we both didn't know about it.
You're like, what is this?
We're like, oh, okay, it's just like a little rash. And like as the weeks go by, like, what the f-? All right, this is for real.
That's crazy.
But there's like two possible scenarios with itching.
Mm-hmm.
One is pups, but the other one is called like ICP,
mm-hmm.
which is like a liver thing, which is really bad.
So hope it's not.
It's
that
not.
One.
It's not that.
Okay.
Thankfully,
okay.
Yeah,
you got checked.
Yeah. So I don't know if I'm saying too much information, but it might help people. You know.
What if like, you know, when you get older and like sometimes you're allergic to like stuff when you're younger, like peanuts and stuff, and then you grow up and you're not, or you're not allergic and then you grow up and you are. What if she's allergic to puppies?
No, it can't be. No.
Half your dogs are hypoallergenic.
All of them are.
All of them?
Yeah.
Callie always gets me itchy.
I don't know.
I don't know why.
I don't know. She's hyperallergenic.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I thought it was only Chopper and Oogie.
No, all of them are.
Oh, dang.
So I don't know.
Maybe I have pups.
I don't know.
Dang. So, dang.
Yeah, pups are crazy, dude.
Man, so has it gotten better at all?
Mm-mm.
It's the same.
It's worse.
So is it like, it's getting worse?
Yeah, dude. It's crazy. Like I tell you, bro. Like, I just feel so bad because, like, I wish I could help, but the only thing I could do is just put ice packs on her to kind of, like, alleviate it. But she says it kind of feels like pins and needles, like, and burning pins and needles all over the body. It's kind of, like, crazy.
And it's mostly at night because she is just quiet and that's all she can think about.
I guess.
So, but it's itchy in the day. She just is busy so she can, like,
ignore it. I mean, yeah. Just because at night, it is quiet and... I don't know. I'm trying to figure out a way to make her not feel as alone at night.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe I'll put like a disco ball or like party lights and I'll try to stay awake and like watch TV and do some exercise.
That maybe way just nap in the day because you know you're going to be up.
Yeah, she probably
can't. She's working, but you have free time. You can nap just so you're like, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Just switch your, just I'm ready. Nocturnal for the next few
I'll drink some espresso
whatever.
Shots. I mean, I might
you
as well
drink
start.
Espresso shots?
No, I should start espresso shots at night.
Yeah.
Which is not bad because like, we're going to have no sleep anyways.
Yep.
So it's like, yo, might as well just start now. All right, let's get these pups out the way.
So when you, what time do you usually wake up?
6:30.
And that's for her?
Yeah, so I can like make breakfast and stuff.
Okay. And then she's out of the house what time?
Like 7:15.
Oh, okay. And then you maybe start sleeping right after for a little bit.
Sleeping right after?
Yeah, after she leaves, go to sleep for 2 hours. So you just get ready for the...
I can't.
You can't?
I try. I'm like, duh, the day started, bro. I got to get jumps. Because if I sleep 2 hours, it'll be like, what, like 9, almost 10. I'm like, oh, crap, it's kind of late.
What?
Yeah. Like,
if I could decide, I would wake up at 10 every day.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel bad when the double digits start on the clock. Like, it's late.
Well, if you go to sleep, as soon as she leaves, go back to sleep, 7:30, get up at 9:59.
No, that's digits. So close, but it'll be like single digits for a minute. I don't know. Something's, the older you get, it's just like, if it's single digits, like, oh, it's freaking early, bro.
Well, so you can't, you don't get tired in like the late afternoon. What time does she get home?
Like 6.
So you can't sleep from like 4 to 6 or something?
I mean, I do like power naps, like probably once a week though.
And how long are power naps? 20 minutes?
20 minutes.
That's
usually.
Crazy.
If I do longer, I'm going to feel like groggy, dude. It's
yeah,
weird.
But you got to stay up. You know you're going to be up at night.
Yeah. Coffee, dude. Coffee.
You're crazy. So you just don't sleep then. And just drink coffee. And
I'll try. I mean, I'll update you probably in like 2 podcasts from now, but let you know.
Dang, that's crazy.
It's just stuff you don't know happens during pregnancy
Pups.
Until you
I
see.
I feel like I've heard that.
P-U-P.
P-U-P, baby.
P-U-P-P, something like that.
Dang.
But that's, I sleep pretty quick. It's just a matter of like, I can't sleep.
How do you sleep so fast? What's your like average sleep time?
What do you mean? Like recently?
To fall asleep. Like if you had to go to sleep,
what's that? Doze off, I have to doze off though. I can't like sleep instantly.
Yeah,
like
so how long is doze off? Because the average person, I looked it up a long time ago. I'm pretty sure it's like 7 to 15 minutes is normal.
Yeah, I mean, kind of.
That's you?
Just one episode of One Piece.
And then you can fall asleep.
Yeah, I get dozed off. You know when you like watch TV and then you're like, oh shoot, I'm about to fall asleep
because
I'm like thinking of like random things that don't make sense anymore.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's time. So it's like 20 minutes for me.
Yeah, it takes me probably 45 minutes on average to fall asleep.
Has it gotten better since you were younger?
No.
No, it's the same?
Always. Yep. I try to count. I count to 4 inhale, 4 exhale. Sometimes I do... I in my head, I'm like, I say, inhale, relax. And I try to relax parts of my body. Inhale, relax. And then I start thinking about, like, who invented red lights. And then I'm like, man, that was so helpful. I bet there were so many car crashes before that. And then I'm like, oh.
And then the spiral.
And then I got to start over again.
Dang. You don't have, like, a dozing off show you watch usually?
No, I try that, but then I just get invested. And then I'm like, oh, so I usually put rain music on.
Yeah.
And then I'll put, and then like, I'll play on my, some like boring game on my phone.
Yeah.
There's this game called, let me see what it's called.
Yeah.
It's called, it's for sleep specifically.
Oh, wow. Does it work?
Yeah. It's called Scroll to Sleep.
Oh, wow.
And it's just this boat, and then you just avoid things, and you just go like this, and it goes really slow, and then I put rain music on while I'm playing it, and then
that's I'll crazy. Like,
yeah, and then, yeah, it's called Scroll to Sleep.
Well, you have the Sleep No More, what is it called? Let Me Sleep.
Oh, my gosh. So I've had probably the best sleep I've had in the last 3 or 4 days since I've been taking it. I was just like, oh.
What if you get too dependent on it, though? Is that, and then
it could, you don't it have. Could be, but hopefully I can get on a pattern where I'm like, oh, like, because like I take it and I'm really sleeping, man. I'm sleeping,
yeah,
and I'm not groggy in the morning, and it just makes me fall asleep. And I'm like, whoa, and there's no THC, so I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah,
it's great, just you know,
bro. I'm at this point where like 5 hours is good sleep for me now, it's pretty lit.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm like, whoa, nice.
My average sleep is like 6.5 to 7 hours.
Oh, wow,
well, I would like more.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to like say, I'm trying to gaslight myself like, oh, 5 hours. That's all the human needs in life.
I think Bruce Lee slept, he had a weird sleep pattern. He slept like 4 hours and then he would sleep like another 2 hours and later in the day or something. It was like a weird sleep pattern that he did. And he said it was the best.
Oh, that's crazy. You know who has a sleep pattern, but they're fully like awake with little sleep?
Who?
Casey Neistat, because when I used to watch his vlogs, he would like edit till like midnight, wake up at 4. It's like, all right, I'm ready. I feel fully energized.
And then he would run like 20 miles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish, I don't know. That's a superpower I want. Like fully, fully energized with like 4 hours of sleep. That's amazing.
I think with those kind of people, it's just discipline and consistency. Because if you train your body to be like, this is when you're going to get rest, like, maximize it, so then it knows you're gonna sleep exactly at 12, exactly at 4, exactly at 12, exactly at 4. Then it's supposed to, yeah.
Sleep is so important. We never really talked about sleep, huh?
Yeah, just dreams.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. They said there was this like, I was trying to figure out sleep, how to sleep better, and they were like, this is what you gotta do, and it's like a 2 or 3 week process, and it said no matter what. You get up, you set a time and you get up at that time. Doesn't matter if you're up all night, if you really can't sleep till 3, you get up at 7 or whatever time you set. And you always get up at 7 no matter what. And it teaches your body like, hey, we're getting up at 7.
Yeah.
And no naps, no nothing. We're getting up at 7. And then they said, like, it's going to suck for the first week. You're going to be exhausted. You're going to hate it. And then second week, your body's going to start to learn like, hey, like, this is all we get. This is all we get.
Okay. Yeah.
And then you start falling asleep. And then by the third week, you're just a pro.
Oh, okay.
But I don't make it past the second night.
Oh, it's hard, man. Take a nap, I'm like freak. I'm kind of scared not to sleep when the child gets here. But I asked ChatGPT. I was like, "Hey, is it true parents don't like sleep?" He said, "Absolutely."
And they said, "Let Alex babysit night sit." Yeah, that's what they said.
Yeah.
I knew it.
I was like, "Oh man, all right. Well, it's inevitable." But there's a way to train. I don't know. We're taking birthing classes on Sunday. I'm excited.
And you haven't done this?
No, our first birthing class.
Oh, I thought that was like a whole. You're supposed to do that like throughout the whole thing.
I don't know. We just decided to do it.
Oh, okay.
We're like, yeah, we should take classes, dude. So it'll be fun. It's this weekend and next weekend. So it's 2 classes. And we have to bring like yoga mats and like yoga balls. Like pillows. We're like, oh shoot, I'm kind of excited. I don't know, stuff like that make me excited. I'm like, let's go.
Cool.
Yeah. So
you should see if you can have like a personal one that can come to the house so that you can vlog it and just have that memory and be like, yo, remember that? And then
personal.
Yeah, because you probably can't vlog if there's a bunch of parents around.
I'll try.
Okay.
Oh, bro, I upgraded my phone because I. Is eligible.
You got the new one?
Yeah, it's nice.
Oh, is it?
It's really, yeah, I like it.
I heard it's like super fragile.
Is it?
I heard they wanted to make it lighter and make it something, so they like changed the metal in it, so like people are like, they drop it once and it just cracks, or even the metal is cracking and stuff like that.
I don't know. I like it.
What's nice about it? The camera?
The camera is nice. The front-facing camera is the same quality as the other facing camera. And then it's wider screen, so you can fit more people. It's lit, bro. I've been loving it. And there's a button here of pictures. Cause I had the 14. Button? Yeah, there's a button where you can stick picture. But it's nice quality, and then you can make it wider to fit more people and stuff.
So
and then,
you went from,
huh?
Wow, it does look nice. I like it. You went from the 14 to what is that? 17?
17. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I always skip like two.
Yeah, it's like, not worth it. I'm like, okay, this looks a little different. Let me try to get that.
I don't even know what kind. Does it say it on the back or something? Or
do you have USB-C or USB Lightning
port? Oh, it's Lightning. I mean, it's the old one.
Oh, 14.
Oh, 14.
You should upgrade, bro. It's worth the upgrade.
Okay, when I do upgrade, I've been telling myself this for like however a year or 2 years, whatever. I'm getting the small one.
Yeah, I have the small one. Freaking fire, bro.
Yeah, Oh, is that the small one? It's not that much smaller.
Well, I have a case. You want what the?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's take off the cases. Yeah. Cause I was like, man, this is, I feel like I have wrist problems because of how big it is. And like it, sometimes I have to use two hands when I don't want to use two hands. Oh yeah. It is small. Oh yeah. I'm getting the small one.
It's, I don't know. It's pretty far. Cause I used to like the big one cause like, I can watch like stuff.
Yeah. And, yeah.
But
it's not necessary.
It's not. It's,
yeah.
The older you get, the more like, yo, what feels good? What's practical?
Yeah, yeah. And then in my hand, like if I'm doing something or working on my hand gets tired.
No way.
And I'm like, oh, and I got to switch hands. And I'm like, if I had a smaller phone, I wouldn't have to, I could have it like, it's more easy. Like I can reach across, like I can't even reach across with my thumb all the way. So I have to use my other thumb.
Do you have an upgrade?
I don't know. I should check.
What do you have?
What?
Like what service?
AT&T.
Oh, you probably do, because they usually do upgrades every 2 years.
How do I check that?
You have your AT&T account? Just go to your AT&T account, and then you said, oh, you're eligible for upgrade. And then it's, what did I do? I just sent my phone back in, and then I just pay the same thing.
What?
The same price as I'm paying right now. For my, what I used to pay for my iPhone 14.
Yeah.
I pay the same for the 17, but I have to return my 14.
I'm doing it, baby.
No, it's lit, bro.
I'm opening AT&T right now for the first time in like years. I just made a new password. Is it that easy?
What?
To like upgrade or to do that? Okay, here, what do I do? It says, good afternoon, Alexander.
Oh, heck yeah,
it's dude. The first time I was, yeah.
Oh, wow. You go to your...
Come on.
Upgrade ready!
No way!
You're ready to upgrade, baby!
Do it!
Hold on. Oh, you're good,
okay,
bro.
Go.
You're gonna get Let's a freaking 17. That's exciting.
I feel like Dexter's Laboratory. Like, yeah. I just came up with something. Yeah. Wait, so I just click stuff and then
you just click and then
I can go and get one, or they send it to me.
How
I just go?
I
get
got
it.
Verizon, but they just ship it to me. It took like a week though, but you could probably
pick
it up
one.
In store.
Oh,
you get to choose your size. Mine's like 512, but there's like a terabyte. I feel like that's way too much. But
oh yeah, so not the max, just Apple i17
just pro. Yeah, iPhone 17 Pro.
Okay. Oh, $30 a month. That's not bad.
Just return this.
It says retail price is $1,100 and I get it for free.
You just return that
for
dude.
Free.
Yeah, but you can't upgrade them for like two years.
What should I get, same color as you or not?
It's up to you. I got this because it's just,
what is that,
timeless blue.
Blue?
There's an orange one.
There's an orange and a white. Yeah,
and a
white. Yeah.
But I got blue. That's my favorite color.
You think the 256 gigabytes enough?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah? That's a lot?
Let me see your phone. Let's see how much storage you use. We're talking about phones right now, bro.
I'm glad you know about phones because I know nothing. I really have not signed into my account in like 2 years.
Okay. Let's see how much storage you use.
What I got?
You got... So you have 256 right now. Okay. You still have 85 left. That's how much you use your phone.
Oh, what's that? Mostly pictures and stuff?
Pictures
and
videos? I would get 5, dude.
500?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just in case, because, you know, you don't know what events are going to happen the next 2-3 years.
Yeah.
You probably film a lot. What if you have a child and you have stuff you want to film and stuff?
Oh,
on your phone,
yeah. And it's only $6 more a month.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay. That's crazy.
All right, well, are you getting a new phone?
I feel like so many people are going to check their phones and be like, oh, I get an upgrade.
Upgrade time! It's upgrade time!
So I probably could have got an upgrade like a year ago and probably. Just didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't, just because there was nothing new with the 16, with the 14. I'm like,
Have you dropped it yet at all?
This one? With the case? Yeah.
And
with the case, it's fine.
Oh, okay.
It's doable. But without it, I don't know.
When do you drop it? Is there a certain time you usually drop it?
Out the car.
That's what I was about to say. That's the only time I drop my phone.
Bro.
Either out of the car when I'm getting out of the car, I forget it's my lap. And then I'm like, oh, or on my face when I'm laying down. I'm like,
oh. Dude, I remember this one time. It was like the iPhone 13.
Yeah.
I've newly bought, but my case didn't come in until the day after.
Yeah.
I freaking got out the car. It fell. It cracked.
Oh.
I'm like, bro.
You didn't have a screen protector or nothing?
No.
That's the only thing that ever cracks on my thing is just the screen protector.
Oh.
Like right now, it's
that's good.
Yeah, that's it.
That's a good screen protector.
I'm pretty good. At like not cracking my phone or dropping it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except that one time. So I'm more cautious now. Oh, I always get a freaking case the same day as my phone to come the same day ever since that day.
Yeah.
Damn, I need some sleep.
Just take a nap. I can do the podcast.
That's fine. I'm just going to slow. Oh, I'm like, what do you call it when you're like, you get used to it slowly and slowly and slowly?
Acclimating.
I'm acclimating to when I actually don't sleep. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 5 hours for now. Actually, no, 4, 3, 2, 1, 2. How many? I don't know.
What's your Aura say? Oh, do you put it on the sleep still?
Yeah, 8 sleep. 8 sleep.
Oh, 8 sleep. Oh, yeah, what's your 8 sleep say?
Actually, did not check.
Oh, we got to update them on your, if you want to.
58. That's not bad.
On your mouth bones.
What happened?
Your mouth bones.
What mouth bones?
Your mouth bones.
Oh, shoot! Oh,
I'm excited.
2 podcasts from now, I'm getting braces.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up braces.
Oh, what'd you say?
You said mouth bones.
No, but you said 2 what?
2 podcasts from now.
Oh,
I think you're gonna see me with braces.
I thought you were like Tupac phase about to happen. I was like, did he have braces?
The what?
Did Tupac have braces?
Tupac phase. About to happen. Nodded. I'm so freaking excited. I don't know why.
I feel like if you got it in your 20s, we both would have been like, damn, that sucks. But now we're in our 30s, be like, ooh, something new. That'd be fun.
Yeah, it's like a fun phase. Yeah. I'm getting grills, baby. Shoot. Damn.
So what? So you're getting braces.
I'm getting braces.
Every tooth.
Every single tooth, top and bottom.
And you never had it?
I've never had braces or anything.
That's going to be crazy.
But when I had my appointment, he scanned my mouth to do like a 3D module of what it looks like. Apparently, this side of my mouth, they don't bite together at all.
Oh, is that, do you usually eat on the right side?
It's only on the right.
No, I mean, do you do that and you didn't notice that you're oh.
Yeah, every time I eat on the left, it kind of feels weird.
Yeah.
It's because the top teeth and bottom teeth don't chomp.
Yeah, yeah.
It makes sense now.
Yeah.
That's messed up. I need braces for sure.
Yeah, I've known this.
You did?
I've always wondered how you eat.
Why?
Because they're pretty not lined up, man.
What do you mean?
They're straight. They're both straight. They're just not like, they don't collab well. They've always been like, you've had space.
Yeah.
Like even right now, I can see your back teeth are not touching your front teeth at all.
What do you mean?
Right like now? You have like, what is it called? Overbite?
Overbite.
Yeah. So I always thought, I was like, oh, maybe his back teeth are lined up. Because the front, like, how do you even,
analyze me eating.
I analyze. I know everything about you.
Okay.
When you like, tear something, can you do that?
In my right side.
On the front. You can't do the front. You've never been able to, like, rip something.
This side or here.
Oh, I see it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right here.
Yeah.
I cannot.
You've always had that gap, too. It's not going to be there anymore?
No more.
Aw, I'm not going to recognize you.
I know.
I've always known about that.
How are you going to do anatomy?
I know.
Bro, you ever heard of, dude, you've been keeping up with the David thing? Speaking of anatomy?
Yeah. No, I haven't been keeping up, but I know about it. What happened?
No, I don't know. I just know the whole, he wrote a song about.
Yeah.
What is her name? Celeste?
Yeah.
And then he, like, made a like a video of like it's like a music video of like chopping.
Yeah,
I'm like, bro, how is he gonna get out of that?
I don't know.
And you know, Jason the Ween, he made a song with David.
Yep.
And I saw him in the podcast with Ludwig. He's like, yo, is he guilty? And Jason's like, no.
Yeah, I saw them say, no, there's no way, but.
I
feel like too, but we don't know. I'm surprised he's still like out and about. Like, how is he not detained just in case?
Money.
I guess. I don't know. So how long do you have to keep your braces on?
I don't know, bro.
You don't know? Like a year, 2 years?
Oh, I do. A year.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
I feel like kids have to keep it on for like, I think Andrew had it for at least 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I think all my siblings had braces.
Except you.
Yeah. And then I was dumb and I was like, I'm gonna get veneers anyways. Even though I have good teeth.
There's like no way back from veneers. You just gotta keep doing.
Well, they have that Chinese, I think it's Chinese or Germany or something. They have this new.
Two different countries, yeah.
Yeah, one of them. One of these countries, they have a new thing. I love looking up new science stuff that's coming out. And they have this new thing where there's like a chemical or something that like you stop, that you don't have anymore. And that's why your teeth stop growing. But apparently they have a way to reignite that so that you can grow a new set of teeth.
Oh, a third set.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then so they turn it back on and then you can just grow another set of teeth.
Oh, I don't know about that, bro.
I would do it.
I know, but that sounds cancerous.
Does it?
I don't know. I don't know. Like any sketchy thing like that's like, oh, cancer.
There's also another freaking science thing I found. I was like, oh, it's cool.
Okay.
But actually, I want to see before I lose this thought, how long does it take to grow? Like when you were a
kid.
Like
baby teeth? To adult teeth? No.
Not baby teeth. Like when your adult teeth come in, how long does it take till they're done?
Oh. You ever seen x-ray of the teeth? They go all the way out. Yeah. All the way to the top. I'm like, whoa. Dang. That sucks, bro. You ever had a root canal?
Yes.
You have?
Yeah.
What is that like? Why do you need it?
They said because
I should ask Monette. What am I asking?
The nerves. I just had it did. Oh, no, my second one. Yeah. They said the nerves in your teeth, the dentist, like, there's no reason for them except for to feel cold and pain and stuff. And so if you have, like, a messed up nerve or something, they just take it out and they fill it with, like, this seaweed stuff that can stay in there forever and it doesn't degrade or anything. But they just take out the nerve and they just dig all the way down and they get every piece of nerve and they take it out and they refill it.
So you don't feel
it.
Pain or
yeah,
anything?
Yeah, so that tooth, you don't feel pain, cold, nothing on it anymore. So even with veneers, I can still feel it because there's real teeth under it.
Yeah.
So when they take off the... root canal.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then don't feel nothing. It's like freaking
wild,
Deadpool.
Bro. I can't wait for my braces, bro. I can't wait for my braces.
How long does it take for adult teeth to grow from start to finish? How long do you think? I think a year, maybe?
A year. Probably a year. Probably 6 months, honestly, bro. Because adult teeth, they're coming pretty quick.
It usually takes 1 to 1.5 years from the moment a tooth starts to erupt, breaks through the gums, until it's fully in place. And oh, so if you count from the initial development in children, it's 7 to 10 years.
Dang,
that's a long time.
You know,
I don't know if I can wait that long.
My orthodontist, he looked at my overbite, he said,
and then that was it.
No.
He said,
give me like three
all right,
options.
See you next week.
He gave me three options to kind of fix my overbite.
Did he say as a doctor? He said,
no.
Oh, okay. But his face said,
yeah. I was like, oh, shoot. Something is wrong with my overbite. So apparently overbite is way too overbiting.
your bite be overbiting.
Yeah. The first option he recommended is surgery.
No way.
It's that bad.
Really?
Surgery is kind of crazy because what happens is they take... two teeth from the top, probably right here.
Yeah.
They remove it, and then they shift everything this way, and then
so
it
just
heals.
So you have less teeth.
Yeah, on the top. But if you remove it, you shift it this way, it'll fix it.
Okay, that was one option.
The second one was braces.
Okay.
And then Invisalign. I didn't want Invisalign because I don't know.
I feel like it just do braces if you're going to do something.
Because Invisalign... I didn't realize you have to wear it 22 hours out of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You got to take it out
to
when
eat.
You eat.
Yeah.
And then I don't put it back in, you know, with dirty ass mouth and like food and it gets stuck.
No, you got to brush out. You have to eat. My dad does it.
Oh.
He has it right now.
Oh.
I think he has like for a year or two, but you put it in and he doesn't like to eat on stream because he has to take it out. So he'll like leave. Put some like a playlist of mine or something on, and then he'll take it out, eat, brush his teeth, put it back in, come back to stream.
Ah, man.
Yeah.
I just thought of that. I was like, dude, that's so inconvenient. I'd rather just have it on.
Yeah.
I don't care, bro.
Yeah, I think people do it more like for vanity reasons. They're like, I don't want people to see me with braces.
Yeah.
But if I had to do it, I'd be like, I feel like that's the better option. It's just like, you just have braces.
The fastest option was surgery.
Dang.
Yeah. I didn't know that was an option at all. He said a lot of celebrities do it just because it's a quick fix, and then they don't have to wait like a year to get like everything done.
I kind of would like braces because it like you stand out. You're like, hey, look.
I know, dude.
Yeah.
Like you said, Philippines. It's like a fashion piece now.
It's a vanity thing. In the Philippines, like you walk around, everybody has braces, and only like 5% of the people that have them need braces because it shows that you have money.
Really?
Yeah, that's really why. Oh. It's like, oh, dang, you got braces? You must got money.
Oh,
so people really wear braces, but you're...
I'm just doing it for thumbnails, bro.
Yeah.
To be honest.
I feel like you could be known as the brace face YouTuber. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Who has braces, a YouTuber? Go.
Nobody.
It's me!
And it's very relatable. All the kids that have braces too. What if all your fans are just braces fans?
Yeah. Yeah. What's up, my brace faces?
Yeah. Oh, you should change their names to that.
Guava brace? What? Brace juice!
Yeah, brace juice! Wait, what are they? They're called guava?
I call them guava juicers.
Guava juicers, yeah. Yeah. Brace.
Brace juicers?
Brace juicers, something like that.
Ooh. What's up, my bracist?
Yo, we bracist out here.
Yo, I'm so bracist, bro.
You should have a bracist meet and greet. Only braces allowed.
Yo, only braces allowed.
Yeah. Meet and greet. Braces only.
Only braces. If your teeth are white, you're bracist.
So wait, the surgery part, how long would that take? So you get that done and then the healing is like a month and you're good?
Okay, so this is what I heard, like three months. But the older you are, it's more painful and it takes longer.
Mm.
So it's better to have it when you're like a teenager, mm-hmm, or like early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Dang, I just looked it up.
What?
I went to the bathroom, took a break, and it's the Japan research. And they said... I said, I have veneers, like, what can I do? They said you would have to take your veneers off, and then you'd have to get injected in your gums.
Oh.
And then from injection, 6 to 12 months, you could have new teeth.
Where do the teeth come from?
They said you have a dormant third set of teeth. Like,
what?
Yeah. And they would inject this stuff to activate it again, and then that third set would come out. And but you would get the injections. I would be probably looking funky for like 6 to 12 months. It said it would be to where it's functional use.
What's the point of a dormant tooth?
I don't know.
So it's just there?
Yeah.
Maybe for, I don't know.
I don't know.
Our future selves? Maybe our body hasn't developed fully?
I don't know. But that's crazy. They said they did it on mice and it worked. And now they're testing the antibody or the whatever thing.
Yeah.
The stuff on humans right now, and they said it's possible, very likely, by 2030, 5 years, you could do it.
Let me know, bro.
I mean, it's probably gonna be, I don't want to pay for it, but if they want like a sponsorship and they're like, yeah, we'll just do it, and then you can post about it and stuff and just tag them, I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna do it.
That's crazy, dude. Dang.
And then there's another study. It's dope. I think this one's Chinese. So it's this stuff. So, you know, you get fractures or something, or you like crack a bone or something.
Yeah.
And you have to wait for it to heal. It takes forever.
Yeah.
They have this new stuff that they can inject into it. It fills the crack and then you're good to go. And then it dissolves. Once the bone heals, it dissolves and just fades away. And it's just like glue. It's like bone glue.
Does it like work like fast?
Yeah, it's bone glue.
Oh, that's...
So it's just like you just inject it and the doctor puts it in and it fixes the bone and you're good to go and you can do whatever.
Dang.
And then it heals, but there's no fracture.
That would be so good for my fantasy football players.
Yeah,
that's
exactly what the article said. It said it's going to be life changing for athletes football,
God,
especially.
Dude.
Yeah.
Oh man, fantasy football is going to be lit and like when that comes out.
I went to my first baseball game.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah. Aaron and Ronnie, they like MLB was like gave him tickets and they're like, we got extra tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, let's go. And it was
your
cool.
First game ever.
I'm pretty sure I might have gone like back in the day, but this is the first one I can remember and I will remember.
Mm-hmm.
It was cool. Baseball is like America's pastime. That's what people say, right?
Pastime. What's that mean?
Actually, it means like just like
you just go
what you do, yeah.
To pass this,
it's like now this generation's pastime is gaming.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
So, yeah, baseball. And then a couple days before we went, Alexis got Panera Bread.
I heard about this.
Yeah, and she got Panera Bread, and she got mac and cheese, got food poisoning.
Uh-huh.
Right. So she just had a rough next day. whatever. And then Aaron and Ronnie, the next day, was like, hey, you want to go to a baseball game the next day? They're like, sure. So we went there. And her stomach's still messed up, but she still indulged in baseball.
Oh.
So she got a hot dog.
Oh,
she
no.
got a corn on the cob elote with mayo and hot Cheeto dust all over it. She ate gummy worms. And
like willingly?
Yep.
Knowing she,
And then she got a hot dog and then candy, cotton candy and gummy worms.
Yo.
And it made it a lot worse.
Why? Why? Wait, tell me. I don't know why. I don't know.
How did it make it weird?
It made it so much
no,
worse.
No, Alexis.
Yeah.
Why? And she had a drink too, like a margarita. Gosh. So she's dying right now. But
oh, still? Still
yeah, it's pretty bad. Gosh. She's like she's it's like goes away and then comes back. Goes away, come back. And she's like, if it's not gone by tomorrow, we're gonna go to the hospital.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna figure it out.
That's wild, bro.
But I'm like, dang. You know what crazy. I don't like about baseball?
That you're not playing?
No.
Okay.
Otani? Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Otani, he was playing. It was cool. And I was like, oh, every time we went up to bat, I was like, yeah. Oh, it's going to be so cool. And then, like, multiple times, they would do this thing in baseball where they don't pitch it. They just throw the ball to the side. Because the bases are loaded and they don't want him to hit.
Oh, got it.
And he's like a high percentage hitter, like he's designated
strategy,
hitter.
Strategy, I guess.
Yeah. So then I'm all excited to see him hit. And then he gets up there and then they do that thing where they just throw the ball aside and then he walks to the first base. I'm like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
That sucks. Oh, that yo, does suck. It's like going to see LeBron play and then they're like, ah, never mind.
But he's that good that they're that scared good. Of him hitting a yeah. home run. That's yeah. scary, dude.
And then another thing I hate is every time something cool happened, like they would be like, hit the ball. That was a good sound, huh?
That was a good
one. They hit the ball, and then it's like, boom, and wow, everybody stands up. And so it's just a sea of people. And unless you stand up, you can't see anything. You can't see where the ball went. You can't see if somebody catches it, nothing.
Yeah.
And so that's like every minute you have to stand up and after
everyone
standing
work
up
out.
Like five times I didn't want to stand up anymore.
Yeah.
And I was like, dang it, man, do we always have to freaking stand up? So I'm sitting there, I'm just relaxing and like I'm like, oh, this is cool, oh, baseball, oh, look, there's Otani, there's that guy and then it goes and then I'm like, oh, and then I'm like, oh, and then sometimes I'm like, oh, come on, and then I get up and by the time I get up everybody's sitting back down. I'm like, no. Like, that you're sucks.
Such a baby.
Woo, I guess.
You gotta stand up.
I know, but like that many. It's like I've never had to stand up that many times at a sports event.
Dude.
Usually, like you stand up when like, oh, it's close.
Like
oh,
a big play,
oh.
big play.
Yeah, big play. This is every time the ball gets hit. Every time.
Yeah.
And then I embarrassed myself too. I've never been to a baseball game. I don't know. And there's this guy named Mookie Betts.
Yeah.
You know Mookie?
Mookie, yeah.
So every time they announced his name, every time he was up on the thing, every time he was going to bat, anything, they'd be like, Mookie Betts, and everybody'd be like, boo, boo. And I was like, dang, is there a lot of Cincinnati Red fans here? Like, why is everybody booing this guy every single time they mention his name?
Yeah.
And so I'm just confused, and I lean up to this guy that's in the front or in front of me, and I'm like, hey, excuse me, why do they keep booing that guy? Like, is what's wrong with it? Like, is he not a good player or something? And then he starts laughing, and I'm like, what? And he's like, no, they're not saying boo. And I was like, he's like, they're saying moo.
Because that's his name. Oh, my God,
so,
bro.
They're like cheering for him, but in a boo format. They're like, moo. And I'm like, oh, poor guy. I'm sure he's a good guy.
Oh, that makes so much sense,
yeah, and the guy's
sense,
just laughing
bro.
At me. And his kids, his little five-year-old kids are laughing at me, too. And I'm like, you know what? Hey, you want to take this outside? Like,
boo. Boo. I guess, yeah, that makes sense.
I just didn't know. I just
so you
like,
started booing?
No, I didn't boo.
Imagine,
I would just be like, stop, guys, stop.
Wait, he's on our team.
You don't know what he's going through. Everybody faces different challenges that you don't even know nothing about.
Mookie Betts, boo! Boo!
That's what I thought was happening. It was crazy. Halfway through the game, I was like, I gotta ask. Damn, baseball.
You didn't ask, like, Aaron or
No, I thought I don't.
Did they start booing too, or did they do it?
No, they didn't do it.
Oh, you're just like,
I think they knew what was happening, but they weren't doing it. And so I was just like, and then Alexis didn't know either. She's like, I don't know why they're booing. It's like, I don't know.
That's funny, bro.
Yeah, it was.
I guess whenever like a name starts with like a, it has an ooh on it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like Luke, because there's a guy named Luke McCaffrey. In like a football team, and then every
they
time
say Lou,
they say Lou, like Lou Williams from the Lakers. They go yeah. Lou. Yeah. It sounds like boo.
Well, boo and moo, it sounds like boo and moo. It's the same mouth movement, so it makes sense.
Boo. Like, boo, boo. So if someone's name is like Booby Betts or something, you're like yeah. Boo. Dang, that sucks, bro.
Yeah.
Dang. Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
What am I gonna do?
Baseball, man.
It's baseball. I do want to play softball though. Playing it is so much funner than watching it. I gotta say that.
You know, that. We have that charity basketball game coming up.
We do. What? Excited?
You know, for the last two times, we played Toronto. We played in the Bay Area like yeah, we did last time. And we trained a lot. Yep. Like, for like 2 weeks or 3 weeks, we were like, let's go. Let's. Yeah, we were meeting up. We were shooting. We were renting courts. We're not doing any of that this time.
Nope.
I am not exerting myself.
Nope.
I'm full entertainment mode.
Me too.
I'm not trying to win. I'm not trying to get any cool, nothing.
Yeah.
I'm going to just be there and be in the way. If I have to, if they don't want me to play because I'm not playing well, I don't care.
I'm going to play it like I'm a freaking Globetrotters.
Yep.
I'm going to start bouncing things off the backboard and off the wall. What I want to do, though, I saw Jason Williams, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
He tried doing it, but he missed. Where he did like behind the back, bounced it, and tried to bounce it in the hole, the hoop. I'm gonna try to make that. That's the only thing I'm gonna practice.
Mm-hmm.
The behind the back to the hoop.
Yeah, I'm not doing nothing. I'm like, whatever happens, happens, guys. Like, I haven't dribbled a ball until this game in like months and months and months.
Yeah. I think we're ready. I think the past two games, it's like we know what to do. It's all entertainment.
Yeah,
it really is entertainment.
And yeah, and I feel like most of the people there weren't doing what we're doing. They weren't preparing. They're just playing.
Some of them.
Yeah. Like most of them. Or like half of them at least.
Like 80% of them.
Yeah. There's some of them that are like they're trying.
And yeah.
Like, oh, they're trying.
Especially
hard.
Especially Toronto.
And that was us. But I'm not trying anymore.
Yeah.
I want to join the 20%.
I'm gonna yeah I feel that I'm just gonna make everyone laugh and smile
because
you know they paid to watch the game
and we're not getting paid so
we're not
just there
to
entertain. That's why we're there.
And if I were watching the game, like let's say last year, remember the Bay Area, like no one really scored. And if I were watching and then everyone's like missing their shots, I'd be like, come on, man. Like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
I'd rather just watch, you know, some entertainment, someone do backflips or, you know, cross me over. You can cross me over. Same team. You can do that.
Yeah.
Or, you know what we should do? I think you sent me this a long time ago, but it's like an anime where you go up for a three-point shot, and then I pass the ball on the top of your three-point shot, and you shoot it.
Oh, that'd be cool, Like right when I jump without the ball, you mean, and it lands on my hand like volleyball.
And if that doesn't work, I saw another video where you have the ball, you go for a 3-point shot.
Yeah.
And I come from behind you and I take your ball and then shoot for
you. Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah. Like I want to do stuff like that. Just entertainment.
Oh, if you're behind me and I pretend to shoot and I just toss it up like a foot above my hands and you catch it and shoot it.
Oh yeah, and I catch it and I throw it to you and you keep doing.
Wait, so if I was like at the 3-point line and I'm about to shoot and I just go up and then I toss it above me like a foot and then you jump up and grab it, you can dribble more, right?
Yeah.
So you could be like, foom, and then like everybody's going up to block me, you grab it and then just dribble in. Yeah, that'd be crazy.
That's what I want to do.
That'd be crazy.
Just stuff you don't see. All right, I'm down.
Dang, I really don't see you unless we're doing podcasts.
Yeah, no, I've been busy, bro.
No, I know. That's why I don't even bother you. I'm just like, oh, I bet he's tired.
Yeah.
No.
Busy. Trying to catch up on the videos.
Yep.
Baby shower coming up.
Yeah. When is that again? I ask every podcast.
Yeah. End of month sometime.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. What are you doing? You watching anime still?
Oof. Oh, dude, I caught up on Sakamoto Days.
Oh,
Almost. I'm episode 15. There's still like 7 more episodes, but it's fire.
Yeah, you know Vinny Hacker does the voice?
Who's Vinny Hacker?
So Vinny Hacker is this guy that fought Deji. He's like a model.
Oh, Sakamoto?
Yeah, no, Slur. The bad guy, yeah. And I was like, what? And then you listen to it, and I've met him a bunch of times at events and stuff, and we talk, we catch up.
Oh, interesting.
Because we both beat Deji, so that's kind of like our thing we have in common. So we talk sometimes, every time I'm like, yo. But his voice does not sound, I mean, the character does not sound like him at all. It's like a lot deeper. So I'm like, what?
What?
But I was like, man, that would be the dream.
I only watched the Japanese version, so I don't know what
the
thing sounds like. But I do want to do some more like voice acting work.
Yeah, that's the dream. I wish it was my only job. And I always say that, but I don't make steps towards it.
It's fun, dude.
Yeah, it's so
fun.
I'm
like, oh, this is so cool. You're just kind of like, you know, just say the same lines over and over, just different expressions.
Yeah.
And you kind of banter with like your crewmates. You're like, oh, they said it like this. I'm going to respond like this.
Yeah.
Dang, I wish you were in the freaking Guava Juice show.
Yeah.
Oh,
crazy.
Dang it.
It's okay. Yeah, when I did that Nickelodeon one, it was so fun. And then it was so crazy to see them animate to me and it looked like me. And I was like, oh, what? And I was.
What's up, party people?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. And I was like, no, what? I wish I had, like, I wish, I don't know. But I just did this brand deal. I can't talk about specifics, but I was with a bunch of creators and I haven't been on set for something in a long time,
mm-hmm.
but the thing I love about being on set is sometimes, which is my favorite times, is they let you improv stuff.
Oh.
So they'll like be like, oh, say this, but you can say it how you want. Or like the director doesn't care if you like shift it up a little bit and say it how like more, what's more natural. So they let me say stuff. And then every once, like afterwards, they'd be like, okay, let's pick up some extras. We're just gonna ask you questions. Just say whatever you want. And then I would. And then they were like, okay, do this, catch the football, and then just like be bad at it. And I was like, okay, so I kept just like taking it in the back.
Okay.
I kept getting hit in the back with the ball. And it's like, And then, but every time, I don't know if they were just being nice, but all the creators, it's probably like 8 of us, they would be like, you are freaking good at this. And I was like, what? And I was like, I didn't feel like I was doing anything different than everybody else.
Taking it from the back?
Yeah, they're like, you're really good at taking it to the back. No, they're like, you're just like just naturally
were
funny.
They, were they like young creators or
no,
like?
No, they're the same. Like there's some OGs, some new ones. Yeah. But they were just, I was surprised how surprised they were and how nonstop they were complimenting me after a line or something. Like we'd be in a group, everybody has a line, and then I would say my line, and then they would say cut, and they'd be like, holy crap, dude. And I'm like, what? And it's just like boosting my confidence. And then I didn't even know what to do because like we had one where like there was like 4 of us, there was 8 of us, but 4 of us had a line, and we would say our lines, and then I would say my line, they would say cut. Yeah. And then everybody would take turns complimenting me, and they'd be like, dude, the way you said that. And I was like, what? And then somebody else like, dude, earlier you said something like this. And then somebody else like, yeah, you should be on Disney. What are you doing here? And I was like, what? And when you get that, it's so hard to respond.
Yeah.
It's so hard. Like, what do you say? I was just like, oh, thanks, guys. Oh, what? No, wait, really? Oh, thanks, guys.
Yeah, easy to say thanks. But if you'd be like, oh, I know.
But you can't say thank you like 5 to 10 times in a row. It's like, and then like as soon as somebody says something, I'm like, oh, thanks. And then another person would say something, I'm like, oh, no, no way. Another one, I'm like, oh, thanks. Yeah, like so I try not to be like, it's nothing.
You're like, oh, yeah, you can only say
you can. So it's hard to come up with different things to say. You don't want to say the same thing you said to the person before.
Start saying in different languages. That's the only thing I'm thinking.
Yeah.
You should.
I just changed the topic.
You ever audition to things?
I should.
I mean, it's...
Yeah. I feel like I would... You know what I would feel like I would be good at is like the Big Brother, iCarly's Big Brother. Something like that.
Yeah.
Or like... But I don't know if I look old enough.
You should audition for things. Yeah. Ask a thing. Because you just like... What is it? Self-tapes nowadays?
Yeah,
you don't even have to go in person. Yeah. You send it in.
Yeah. That'd Alexis is always doing self-tapes. I could do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
That'd actually be lit.
I don't mind... Like, I like content creating. I like vlogging and stuff. Yeah. But if I could get, like, for lack of a better term, a real job. Where, I'm like, this is a real job. But if I could get like where I'm just doing, like I'm just going in. That's why I was so excited to come back to Wasabi when you were like, yeah, let's do it. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, an office job, a 9 to 5. Oh, I kind of missed that.
Yeah.
Because like
structured.
Yeah. Flow? Structure. Yeah. Where like when you're off, you're off. Mm-hmm. And like, you don't have to worry about socials. You don't have to worry about this. You don't have to worry about that. Mm-hmm. That's why I was so excited to come back. That would be cool. Just to find a good stable job. I don't need to be rich. I don't need to be like famous. Yeah. I would love to be a voice actor so I didn't have to be famous.
Yeah.
And then be like, okay, cool.
Bro, there's this voice actress. You probably saw it because we have similar algorithms, but I'm going to have to find it. But I'm like, oh my God, bro. This is all she does. And that's like, you hear all the time.
I thought like it just popped up on your Instagram. You're like, oh, I was just talking about this.
No. Okay, I'm going to play this and let me know if you've heard this person ever. Okay?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Oh, remind me about this TikTok auditions we can do right now after this.
TikTok's auditions?
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind. I didn't save it. That's the only thing that I hate about freaking Reels and like TikTok.
Yeah.
Once you find a cool video, if you don't save it or you don't like it, it's gone forever. There's no way to search it, dude.
Okay, go ahead. Auditions. Okay, let me look it up. So there's this TikTok page I found where they are like, oh, you think you could be a voice actor?
Mm-hmm.
Read this. Okay. And then like, and then you just they want you to duet with it, but I haven't done it. Oh, here we go. Okay, you go first. It's Hero's Last Stand. Here, listen.
Hero's Last
Stand?
Think you could be a voice actor?
Okay.
How about a hero making their final stand? No direction, just show me your take on the script. Duet this and show me what you've got. Good luck.
Okay, you go.
Why'd she say like that?
I don't know. It's just a voice actor. So just play it and then read it.
Okay. Wait, I have to read this?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, my bad.
So you're
bad.
You're the
voice actor? How about a hero making their final stand?
Is she, oh, she does a bunch of these and no, I was like, oh, okay. I want to do it. Your take on
the script? Voice acting.
So gotta be serious.
Good luck.
Oh God.
You're right. I have lost. There's no tomorrow for me. You've taken everything. My friends, my family, even my sanity. But know this. If you want this city, if you want its people and the power you think all this pain will buy, you'll have to go through me first. And now, thanks to you, I've got nothing to lose.
Does it say to laugh like that?
No.
Oh. Oh, did it feel cool? It looked cool.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm gonna find one. Demon possession.
Demon possession.
Ruler. Okay, here. This is his training.
Okay.
Hello. Welcome to part one of the How to Become a Voice Actor.
Oh, no, that's actual training. I thought it was like a training scene.
I have a video too. Hold on.
Okay, betrayal scene.
Voice acting challenge.
Do it.
Voice a moment of betrayal. These are my lines, these are your lines. Duet this and let's go.
Okay.
Ah! Help!
Gods, you're alive?
Barely. Something's wrong. I should have been able to make that jump.
Can you move?
I think only my arm's broken, but...
Damn!
But I can't feel my legs. Go. Alert the others. You can come back for me.
I'm afraid not. Camp's compromised. Most of them will be dealt with by now.
What? Arthur, come in! Do you read me? Come in!
Oh, don't bother trying to hail anyone now. Even if there was someone left to hear you, I'm afraid your battery pack's gone missing. The look on your face is quite a sight, Commander. You know, I thought for sure you saw me take it, but the righteous hero would never suspect someone in the inner circle.
No. You. How could you?
You're right, though. You should have made that jump. The paralytic set. And a little faster than I anticipated, but get comfy. The more you fight it, the more painful it'll be. I'm gonna be set for life with the bounty your head fetches.
I will make you regret this.
Doubtful, darling. But I've always enjoyed your enthusiasm.
You're so good at that.
No.
You're so good at that.
Stop.
You're so good at that.
Thank you. I feel like I'm about to go on a phase of just going through those TikToks every night.
Really?
And be like, oh, I'm got excited. It.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should try. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, actually, yeah. I might give it a shot too.
Let's
yeah.
do it.
Because back in the day, like my old agent, she would send me like auditions for like voice stuff. I'm like, I'm good. You send me brand deals.
Yeah,
I should just do it. That's yeah, fun.
That'd be crazy if like we both just start. That just becomes our thing.
Mm.
We just become voice actors, and then like, or if I do an audition, and I'm like, oh, I got a friend that. And then what if we start becoming like.
The next K-pop Demon Hunters voice acting?
No, you know how that Mexican cholo guy, Hector, he's like in a bunch of movies and he plays Hector?
Yeah.
And he's, you know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
And he's like in Fast Furious and all these other movies and he just plays Hector. He's like, eh.
Yeah, yeah.
And what if we become like, oh, these Hector. Two are voice actors. These two are, they're we're always in stuff together.
Ah,
and they're like, oh, you should get the other one. You should get the other one. And then like, we're like Naruto Chandler, and Sasuke. Like, yeah, yeah.
Same crew. Same
and they thing. Just like, whenever they get one of us, like it's always like, it's pretty common for them to get the other one.
Oh,
and then
okay.
we're both in there. It's like Deku and whoever. And that'd be crazy.
I mean.
Manifestation.
Yeah, dude.
Manifestation. Yeah. We could be the take it in the back brothers.
We could be.
Yeah.
Freaking, that would be so cool, dude.
That'd be a cool name.
Back brothers.
Back brothers.
Take it in the back brothers. Thank you, stop.
Taking it back. Take two.
Hey.
Yeah. Man, dude, ever since I read that, I just want to talk in a deeper voice.
Dude,
just
gonna like... I'm going to get a new phone.
You are.
I am.
I'm so excited for
yes,
you,
yes, let's go.
You've never upgraded your phone by yourself?
Rarely.
Really?
I've probably done it probably like once or twice, and that's just because I was going past one and they're like, would you like to see if you have one? And I was like, sure. And then I did. And I was like,
oh,
cool.
Shoot. No.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, bro, it's day and night from the 14.
Do I have the 14?
If you have Lightning, you have 14.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because at the 15, 16, and now they use the USB-C cable instead.
So now
that's freaking fire, too. The mm-hmm. change from Lightning port to USB-C.
Why?
Because everything...
It's faster?
It's faster, and everyone has USB-C.
Everybody.
And you're just like, oh, I already have this cord. I don't need a good... Boom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I use my MacBook charger just to charge it.
Yeah, I use my Nintendo Switch to charge it.
Oh, no
To
way.
Charge stuff with the USB. I'm
yeah.
like, oh, yeah.
So, I'm like, this is freaking convenient, yeah. bro.
I'm telling you, you're going to be like, ah, sick. I'm glad I upgraded my phone.
What if when you have your what baby...
If... Yeah?
And then... We see each other more often, and then the podcasts suck because we have nothing to catch up on. Because right now, we don't see each other except for podcasts, so we have a lot to catch up on.
Yeah, that's true, too.
We got to think about, because we have to, like, evacuate this in, like, probably, like, the next 4 months.
Oh, that's a lot longer than I thought.
4 months, kind of. It's 50-day ash crawl.
Evacuate's that's an interesting choice. Of
why?
War. That's, like, same danger.
Thing. Yeah, evacuate. Okay, not evacuate, but just...
Leave.
Leave.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, 40 days. Yeah, where are we going to do it? We can do it in my garage if you want.
Yeah.
All we need is like two chairs.
Anywhere.
It has to be any like fancy. Maybe we could take this tree, actually. I don't know.
No, I'm down to wherever.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't have to be fancy.
We can even do, no, we can't. I was going to say we could do your patio or like the outside, but, Bretman Rock has been doing podcasts. And I watch his stories sometimes, and I usually only watch his stories when he watches my stories.
Okay.
So, like, I'll see that he watched all my stories. I'm like, oh, let me see what he's up to. And then I watch his stories. Maybe that's what happens. He sees I watch his, he watches. I don't know. So, but he was complaining about the sunlight, and he was like, dang it, because he's been doing it outside since he switched from inside to outside. And he said, the light's horrible because you got to film at certain times. Somebody might be late. One of the crew members might be late.
Dude.
So he said, outside sucks.
Because this is consistent.
Yeah.
We can do it in the anytime. Garage. It's not.
Yeah, garage good.
Just get the tree.
Yeah. And then we can just open the garage door sometimes if the light's good and just switch up the vibes.
Oh, we could, yeah.
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 I'm down.
We'll figure it out.
Do you not use your garage?
For cars.
Yeah.
And storage.
So what are we going to do with the car? You're just going to move your cars.
Well, I guess we can sell it. We don't need a car.
Sell your cars? You need cars.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see.
What if we just pay rent to your baby and we use the baby's room?
No, bro.
And we put it into a college fund.
Oh, I don't know. We'll see.
If I was a baby and somebody asked me if they could use my room for a set and they
a freaking nursery?
I would let them. I bet
Nah, too many people. It's much dirt.
True.
Yeah, you know, I don't know German. Oh, bro.
German.
Germs in. Dude, I bought a vacuum the other day.
Okay.
I'm so excited for it to come in.
I love vacuuming.
Dude.
And sweeping. Your thing is cleaning toilets, my bathrooms. I don't know what it is. I don't know why. I feel like it's some weird kid thing. Sweeping what? And vacuuming. I would love.
Ooh, it's a. I read something about this.
What?
It's like your brain gets a hit of dopamine when things that are dirty become clean. It's like the.
But
whole,
I don't like doing laundry. I don't like doing dishes. I don't like doing.
Yeah, they all suck.
I just like sweeping and vacuuming.
Because it's simple. It's a simple task.
Yeah.
Laundry, you have to like fold. That's like multiple thing.
Yeah.
And then it's like.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's simple, yeah.
But there's a huge difference between a vacuum without a cord and a corded vacuum. Did you know that?
What do you have, the cord one?
The cordless right now.
Oh, yeah, cordless.
But I bought a cord one.
Why?
It's stronger.
So you're so 90s.
No, it's stronger. The sucking of that.
Oh, yeah.
It's good. Like it removes so much more allergens.
Really?
A lot more allergens.
I know what you're talking about because I have a cordless battery pack leaf blower.
Yeah.
And then I have a plug-in leaf blower. Yeah. And that thing's way stronger.
Yeah, dude.
So much stronger.
Yeah.
Like, even when the battery pack's at full power, it's not as strong as the cord one.
I'm telling you, man.
All the time.
So, the two things, the cordless one, it's good for like quick cleanup. You want to like tidy up. But if you want deep clean, remove allergens, all the bad stuff, cord.
Cord.
Shark. Shark vacuums. Freaking, ooh.
Oh.
So if you ever think about cleaning.
Okay.
It's so worth it, bro.
We should go buy a vacuum right now.
You got to upgrade.
Oh, I got to go. Okay. I got to go get an upgrade.
Okay.